The first of the two reports released Tuesday is the status of U.S. Fisheries 2013. The highlights of that report were outlined during a press conference by Alan Reisenhoover. He's the director of the NOAA Fisheries Office of Sustainable Fisheries.
Seven stocks were removed from the overfishing list, and four stocks were removed from the overfished list. So that shows good progress in both categories. For the overfishing list, 91% of our stocks or stock complexes are not subject to overfishing. 28 stocks, or 9%, are subject, however, to overfishing.
One of the stocks removed from the overfishing list is Bering Sea Aleutian Islands octopus. Six other stocks were removed from the list, including greater amberjack in the Gulf of Mexico, black sea bass in the southern Atlantic coast, and white hake in the Gulf of Maine and Georges Bank. NOAA confirms there are currently no stocks in the North Pacific listed on the overfishing list. Reisenhoover reports that 83% of the fish stocks off the coast of the United States are not being overfished. Overfish translates to stocks whose population levels are considered too low.
40 stocks or stock complexes, or that remaining 17%, are listed as overfished. Additionally, this year we had two stocks rebuild fully to their biomass, their target biomass levels, and those were the South Atlantic black sea bass and the Sacramento River Fall Chinook Salmon. And this brings the total number of stocks rebuilt since 2000 to 34.
The only stock in the North Pacific currently on the overfished list is Pribilof Island's blue king crab, and Reisenhoover confirms that the fishery targeting those crab is closed. He says NOAA Fisheries is working on rebuilding the stock. Currently, there are 478 fish stocks covered by the federal fishery management plans, but NOAA only has information to make overfishing status determinations for 63% of those stocks. They can make overfished status determinations for just 48%. Reisenhoover stressed that much of the success in ending overfishing and protecting stocks labeled as overfished is due to the requirement to use annual catch limits, which have been embraced by the various regional management councils. The other report released Tuesday by NOAA was the Fisheries Economics of the United States 2012 report. It shows that U.S. commercial and recreational saltwater fishing generated over $199 billion in sales in 2012. That's up 7% compared to 2011. The commercial and recreational fisheries supported about 1.7 million jobs in 2012, which is up compared to the 1.6 million jobs recorded in 2011. Rita Curtis is an economist with NOAA Fisheries Office of Science and Technology. During Tuesday's press conference, she spoke to the data included in the report about the fisheries off the coast of Alaska.
2012, you'll notice that landings revenue were a little bit down relative to the previous year, but I don't think that's cause for concern. 2011 was really a banner year in Alaska for fishing, and 2012 is really, you know, relatively a very strong year for fishing.
The new report shows that fishermen in the North Pacific earned over $1.7 billion from the 2012 commercial harvest of 5.3 billion pounds of seafood. The salmon harvest in 2012 was valued at over $441 million, while the walleye pollock harvest was worth about $343 million. The 2012 crab harvest was worth about $276 million, and the Pacific cod harvest was worth about $191 million. The new report shows that the seafood industry in Alaska generated over $4 billion in sales impacts in 2012 and were responsible for over 56,000 jobs. Both of the new reports can be found on the NOAA Fisheries website. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.